fourth time in a row and fixed everything. Hallelujah. But you can forget about that and say, well, I've got to put it to the floor. Well, we're supposed to be seated in heavenly places, not thinking about floors all the time. But you can get floor concerts. I remember before we had this tile here, every Sunday, it was like 1,000 needles in my heart. Because I was just wondering, who's going to walk on that carpet? Something's going to happen. I'm going to have to steam clean it every 3 weeks. And I'm here trying to preach, and I'm thinking about a carpet. Fortunately, I don't think it ever came out in my preaching, because this is sacred. This is not Eddie's hour. This is something that whoever's here preaches the word of the living God, not what's going on in your silly little spirit. Something can take and run with it and declare that God is good. But you know, you sit there and you go, and it rains, and you go, oh my God. And then that whole situation worked out where our friend pretty much donated the tile for a ridiculous price. And then the brother who signed up to do it, he got hurt. And then Pastor Boris again. Everybody give Pastor Boris a great big hand clap. We just should have had him do the whole building. Pastor Boris came in. But God had a solution, because people, God says, I have people. I have people who love me. Get your mind off of that. That's not the main thing of your life. You get your mind on me. And we have family problems. The biggest things I've ever faced are always been family problems. I mean, really and truly, the carpet thing, it does bother you, but when in the big scheme of things, it's family stuff. But God's going to work through all that. And I could just say, over the 35 years I've been saved, 37 years, God has done so many miracles in my family. So many, and so many in the people that I know. And that's what you live for. You say, man, look what God did. And somebody can tell you, you're a liar. You just preach whatever you want to preach. And you just say, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Just have mercy on them, God. You had mercy on me. You had mercy on me. Have mercy on them. Because you know what? Their time on this earth is not over. And I don't want anybody to go to hell. I don't want anybody to the Father to say, you didn't run the race right. You weren't faithful to me. I don't want anybody to get that. We should be pulling for everybody to have a testimony that the Father can say to them, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of your Father. Glory to God. Enter into the joy of the kingdom. That's what we live for. Hallelujah to God. And in order to get that, let's go to one last scripture. 2 Corinthians 10:4. You know I was going there. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10. You'll probably use this scripture more than any other scripture your entire life, other than John 3:16 and maybe a couple others that you love so much. But as far as practical daily living, this is where we live. This is 2 Cor 10:4. Hallelujah. It is a life-changing truth that when put into practice will change your life. It's a gospel that if you'll take it and absorb it, it will. And you can use this when you, on the job. You can use it on the job. You can use it at home. You can take this gospel 30 times a day, and it won't give you an overdose. You can operate heavy machinery while you take this gospel. Amen. 2 Corinthians 10:4. It says, casting down fairy tales. Well, imaginations, fairy tales, same thing. Can you give me an amen? See, that's why I'm talking about grim fairy tales. You can play out a whole scenario in your mind that's not even real, but it's gone to such a degree where you're ready to fight. You know, I'll give you another little, this is a little example. I had a lady call me up. We had this car we're going to sell her, and she's waiting, and her money didn't come in. She's got a retirement coming from Safeway, and It didn't come in, and so we called her up and said, oh, we're going to have to get your car back, make up a decision what you want to do, or you can rent one of our cars for half the price. It's up to you. She said, well, I think you forced me into this decision. You guys did this. And she started getting mad and angry. And I said, well, ma'am, I said, you can come and pick up your cars. We'll just call the deal off. It's all right. No, you talked me into it. I said, no, we didn't talk to you into anything. Come in the finance. I'll talk to the finance guy. He says, just come and get your car. Otherwise, we can hold this deal and blah, 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 blah. She was so worked up, so angry, so upset. By the time she got through talking to us, though, she was real sweet. Yesterday, she got her money. She went and came and got her car, whatever. But the thing is, that thing had built up into her mind because the pressure of not getting, for 3 months now, her retirement from Safeway was eating at her so desperately. Are you here? And you have situations that eat at you like that if you don't watch it. That's why we got to cast down those imaginations. They're not the gospel. They're not redemption. They're not the word of God. They're just thoughts. You say, well, some of them are pretty factual. Well, they still don't have the power to save you and raise you from the dead, even if you died. Amen. The truth is always greater than fact. Write that down. The truth of the gospel is always greater than the fact. The fact is, you may be broke. The truth is, give and it shall be given. The fact is, somebody hates you. The truth is, pray for those who hate you. Do good to those who despitefully use you, that you may be a child of your Father in heaven. That's the truth that outweighs the fact. Facts come and go. Facts are temporal. Truth is eternal. The truth is absolutely eternal. So that grim fairy tale that you're imagining in your head is subject to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That grim fairy tale is the law of sin and death trying to weigh on your thinking. But the Bible says in Romans 8, 2, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from what? The law of sin and death. That's right. So we are in a position to think a higher thought. Amen. To take a higher thought. My ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So if we take a higher thought, we cast down that imagination, that grim fairy tale, and we cast it down, and we take hold of something that God has, a higher thought, what's the word I said? A triumphant thought, a towering triumphant redemption thought. Psalm 144, 2 Corinthians 2:14, a towering triumphant redemption thought. That's what we ought to be thinking about. Glory be to God. And it will lead us into triumph. Because that thought is designed to lead you somewhere. Yeah, it is. It's telling you this end result. Say you already see yourself in, you know, whatever, failing. And worse than it is. Because why? Because words project images, and images project pictures that paint a result. Hallelujah. But if you go to the word, the same thing will happen. That image is the truth. And it's based on redemption. And it's based on something that God can do that you can't do yourself. And it gives you a towering, triumphant thought of redemption. Let's all stand up together. Glory to God. How do you cast that thing down? Somebody say it out loud. I cast you down. Come on, say it again. One, two, three. Say it again. One, two, three. Don't think it. 10:4. You gotta put it into operation. You gotta do it. I cast that thought of that judgment against that person. I cast you down in the name of Jesus. And I'm gonna think a towering, triumphant thought of redemption. God's my high tower. And He causes me to triumph in Christ. And I have no business thinking about that other person. Lord, I give them to you. You're their God. I'm not their God. My battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And I'm just going to do what Psalm 23 said. Lie down in green pastures beside the still waters. And I'm going to find rest for my soul. And the Lord's going to restore me. And even though I am going through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to fear any evil. Because God, you're with me and you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And you're going to anoint me with oil right now. And dear Lord, I just know you because you're more than enough. You're going to give me more oil than I can take. And it's going to spill over. I'll get enough for me and enough for the rest of the world. Hallelujah. And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, we thank you that you lead us into triumph. We thank you for towering, triumph, redemptive thoughts. Glory be to God. We're not involved with grim fairy tales, imaginations of things that don't belong to us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are great. You are great, God. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Lord, I thank you that you transform our thinking, that we think higher thoughts, we walk in a higher way. Thank you, Lord. You're calling us to live a higher life. Praise the name of Jesus. You're preparing us. You're preparing us to be impressed. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. One more time, lift up holy hands. Put away wrath. Put away doubting. And just trust in the Lord your God who made heaven and earth. Oh, all of our fountains are in him. Praise the name of Jesus. All of our fountains are in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you invade our heart. You invade our space. We welcome you here in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You got something that fits here? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's make a decision right now to just turn these thoughts around in the name of Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
You know, we all do a lot of different things throughout the week, and then we can at least count on this day when we all come back together and we gather in this house and we lift up the name of our Lord. It's pretty awesome. It really is. It's an awesome thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the family of God. We thank you for people that love you, that serve you, God. You're just awesome, Lord. You're awesome, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, this is his day. He's bringing the rain. Yes, enjoy the rain. It's a beautiful thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll be back here tonight. So if you can make it, come on back and enjoy some time. Spend some more time with God. Enjoy some singing and preaching. Come expecting. Come get what you need from God. Hallelujah. 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 You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Shake hands with somebody and then tell them you love them. Amen.